Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 4,415th time, you're not. But welcome to the great station, the best station, the my station, the only station, great station, WGIANT, lay off the coffee. Good morning, Mr. Producer.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's that?
Nothing much.
Yeah, we're on School Talk.
Homecoming.
What?
Homecoming
what?
At Avon.
Homecoming. Homecoming.
Yeah. Yes. At Avon tonight.
Are you a homecoming king?
I wish.
I wasn't a king of nothing in high school. I mean, nothing. Not nothing. Nothing.
So. Oh, okay.
A lot of things going on. My producer, what's your name? What's your name?
Cole.
And what college are you going to?
What?
What college are you going to?
I actually just got accepted to Ball State yesterday.
Get out of here. Congratulations. Push the magic button for yourself. Yeah, go ahead with your
thank you.
I did that on purpose. I knew your name was Cole. I just did that on purpose. I'm going to ask everybody their first names and let them do some. So I got guests in the studio. So I got studio. Before I get to my studio guest, I wonder what's going on with that crazy thing we call the
On the big board today, we have tonight, Lawrence Central plays Ben Davis here at Ben Davis. 6 p.m. is when the coverage starts, and 7 p.m. is kickoff. Corey Vervangt, Justin Margolis, and Jeremiah Kelling will be there.
Okay.
Fall break starts October 8th and goes through October 24th, so it's very close. No school during those 2 weeks. And inside Ben Davis football, live from Arby's at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays. And parent-teacher conferences, October 5th and 6th and the 5th through 8th, or 5 to 8 at Ben Davis High School. So
That's huge. The parent-teacher conferences are huge. You know, your parents out there listening, make sure you go. Your students, take your parents to that. That is awesome. What's our record now in football?
We are currently 3-2.
How's Avon?
Not so great.
I didn't mean to rub that in.
I know.
Wasn't that personal.
Right, yeah. I understand, yeah.
That was just general information. It wasn't a rib, you know. Wasn't set up, you know. That's cool. So what was that thing you talked about? What was that thing? Yeah. The Big Board. I like my students. I don't care if they're Ben Davis students, Avon students. I love my students. They keep me young. Y'all know I am old. But anyway, in the studio, we have students from an awesome production of Dracula here at the high school. And it's going to be awesome. So they're going to talk more about this. I'm going to introduce my students. Always, as I introduce my students, the ladies will go first. And in the studios, she's a senior. And I'm going to let her tell you her name and position and the character she plays. And good morning and welcome to School Talk. And your first name. Well, first, ladies first. And your name is?
Olivia.
And your last name? And what character do you play in Dracula?
I play Mina.
You're talking right to the microphone.
I play Mina.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of like the lead female. She's, I can't give away too much.
Nope. Because you got to come see it.
Yeah.
So, okay. We're going to get deeper in that. And then we have DeMarcus.
Yes, sir.
DeMarcus Gaddy. And you're also a senior.
I am.
And what college are you going to? I didn't ask her that.
I'm currently pending between Ball State, Butler, and IU.
Olivia, what college? I always ask my students.
Butler.
Butler? Okay, cool. Dogs, you know. Okay, DeMarcus, what character do you play?
I play Stewart.
Stewart? Is that Stewart like a name or Stewart a position?
Stewart.
Oh, Stewart.
Yes.
Oh, get the wax out of my ear. It's early in the morning. Okay, Stewart. Okay, all right. And last but not least, playing none other than Dracula. Woo! Is Mr. Austin.
Hi, I'm Mr. Austin Cohen.
Austin Cohen. And you're also a senior?
Ooh, baby triple. That's right, I'm a senior.
Ooh, baby triple. Ooh, baby triple. I like that. Okay. And tell me, so you're playing the main character, Dracula.
Yeah, I'm Dracula.
And Dracula. You're going to take a bite out of crime. We can do that. But before we get in, you know, you guys, we'll tell you more about the, and Willie, if you don't know what Dracula's story is about, that's one thing. But when we do it here at Ben Davis High School, that's another thing. Totally. But you know, like, you guys, I had to go look in some, do some Googling. Y'all understand Googling, right? Because you guys are technology swavy and understand iBooks and stuff like that.
No, I don't know what a Googling is, but if you told me you Bing something.
Yeah. You know, good memory. One more. You did it. You did good. Okay, so it's like, so I had to do some research to find out what more about Dracula and vampires. So I had to find some experts. So I found Homer Simpson as my resident expert. So to help me with this, it's a fact. So I contacted Homer through the Google, and he said, he said vampires. My question is, are vampires real? So I wanted to find out what Homer felt about that, and he felt like vampires are make believe. They're like elves, gremlins, and Eskimos. I think he's off a little bit. Are Eskimos for real?
I mean, I've never seen an Eskimo.
But aren't they up there in Alaska somewhere? I mean, I've never seen a elf or a gremlin. You know, I wouldn't feed them at nighttime anyway. But I don't know. So he's my expert. So I asked him again. I said, now, come on now. Give me more. And then he talked about, he said Bart, his daddy, was a vampire. I didn't understand that. And then he said, beer kills off the brain cells. Now, I relate to that. Now, so don't do drugs and don't drink. So, but anyway, I don't know. Are vampires for real?
I mean, am I real? I'm sitting right here. You can see me.
Dracula? Yes, for real? Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. So, now tell me about the story a little bit. Now, is it based in Transylvania?
No, it's based in England.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, so I mean, that's a myth.
I mean,
a little bit there.
Dracula's from Transylvania, mm-hmm. but the story takes place in England.
Okay. Oh, someone add
yes,
okay.
Someone here.
Oh, and it takes place in England. A lot of scenes. Seward, he has the asylum,
mm-hmm.
and between the asylum and Mina's friend's home, that's most of the story. It's about the victims.
Now, some of the characters. And I'm going to go down some of the characters from the past, from like my days of watching Dracula. And let's see if this kind of hits home. John Seward, are you a doctor?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you're a doctor and you're one of Lucy's suitors.
Yes.
Now, who plays Lucy?
Miss Sierra Hamm.
Okay. All right. And a former student of Van Helsing. Now, Van Helsing, was he the vampire killer?
Yeah.
Now, is Van also in the
oh, yeah.
Van's there
oh,
too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Now I love that character in his own movie. Van Helsing. So man, this is gonna be awesome. Okay, all right. Now Mina, okay, I'm gonna say Mina, her real name is a longer name though. And I did a little research, is Will. I'm gonna let you read this for me. Because you're a smart guy, Mr. Dracula. Number three.
All right, let me see here.
Yeah.
Wilma Mina.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh. First name's Wilma.
Yeah. Yeah. Do a little research here.
All right.
And tell me more what she does there. And is that pretty accurate with the description of Mina? Today?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of times in our plays, you know, you do a little twist, you know, but... Tell me more about the scenes. How were the sets set? You know, because I remember them chasing Jacqueline around town with pitchforks and stakes and torches. I know they're not going to put the stage on fire and everything, chasing Jacqueline around, but how was the stage set?
Ooh, baby.
Well,
all right. Let me get this boy back. All right, so the way that the stage is set.
Okay, Dracula.
is that everything is just always happening. There's always something happening. Mm-hmm. It never really goes from one scene to another. It's always a continuous thing. Mm-hmm. So it'll be like we'll be in like a bedroom. We'll be in a bedroom scene, mm-hmm. and then as soon as you know something happens, a light comes up somewhere else. That light over in the bedroom immediately goes away.
Wow!
And it's just a flow.
Wow. So how long does the play last, you think?
It's about... We haven't timed it yet.
But it's fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty fast-paced. Yeah. I mean, it's probably...
Because you know humans, Dracula. I know a thing or two. You know, humans, they have a 20-minute attention span.
Yeah.
And then they're off to something else. And maybe it's less nowadays. Everybody's got their... Got their cell phones and they got their iPads out and they're saying, oh, this is a boy, checking their Twitter. But this is going to be a fast-paced play. So yeah. If you don't pay attention, you might miss something.
Absolutely.
You definitely might miss something. Now, what was your, Dracula, I'm going to go back to your other guy. What was your, when you did your studying for the character, what was your motivation? Because they always say in the theater, you always say, what is your motivation? Well, it's the blue skies. But in this case, it's at Dracula. What is your motivation? Did you study other vampires?
Well, I didn't really study other vampires. Mm-hmm. I tried to break down the character as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it was I was listening to what our theater director mm-hmm. was saying, Mr. Owens. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, no, he's very suave and he's very collected. And he's had a lot of time over the centuries to compose himself. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to refine myself. I'm going to... Can't really see it right now. I'm standing straight up.
Just, right. Just proper.
Sort of, yeah, proper. Very, very. He doesn't let things get to him. He's very. Mm-hmm. He knows what he's doing, and he knows what he's doing with great intelligence and mm-hmm. and precision.
Okay, Mina. What's your motivation to get ready for your character?
Mina's kind of like damsel in distress okay. is kind of what I would call
okay.
it.
Okay.
That's usually what I get in all of these plays. But I mean, that's not really my character personally. Mm-hmm. So I gotta get out of my I gotta crack that hard shell around my heart and okay. get all, you know, lovable.
I understand.
I would say.
DeMarcus.
My character is a very passionate man. He works with I head to asylum, so I work with lunatics. So
I will leave that alone. So, it's only my job. I'm a volunteer, folks, at school. Not school job. My other job.
And to prepare for that, I kind of went to my classes. Mm-hmm. And prepare with the same folks in there.
Now, one thing about acting, and you all can just join in on this one. Acting is, you are acting out a part. So you are being someone else other than yourself. Stop, Olivia. How hard is that, or is it hard, or is it more of a journey?
To me, it's really not hard at all. If anything, it's like a break.
Okay.
From reality, I get to just. I love. I'm not gonna say I love pretending to be someone else, but it really is like. It's amazing.
Being are you a stage. Reader? Do you read books?
I read a lot. I do. Okay. Read books.
Now, when you read a book, what does the book make you feel?
Like I'm somewhere else, okay. completely somewhere else.
Yeah. Now I say that because a lot of folks don't do a lot of reading nowadays. I see some old folks out reading, but I wonder how many people nowadays read for what you just said, the entertainment, the journey, the adventure of reading the book, because, I'm not a reader. I read for research.
Yeah.
And, but to sit and read a book from cover to cover, is something that, you know, it would be a challenge for me. But I've heard from readers that they said reading a book is just, you're into the pages and into that time. Mm-hmm. And it's like an escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially since this takes place like way before my time. So it's mine. it's like going back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That is awesome. I mean, you folks out there know that, The cinema has shown a lot of different type of Draculas in the past. And for your younger listeners, and maybe some of you not so young, Count Von Count. Who's Count Von Count? Anyone want to take a stab at that?
Count Von Count.
Count Von Count.
I don't believe we have a Count Von Count.
And when I tell you, I'm gonna let you look at who that where he comes from. All right. You probably go stupid.
Count Von Count from
Sesame Street. Oh. I can tell y'all didn't watch Sesame or Big Bird. But you know, but everybody loves to count. You know, everybody loves the count. You know, right? No, you know, on Sesame Street. And then there's the other count, that one of my favorite Draculas. He was from.
Is he sitting right next to you?
My second favorite Dracula.
All right.
And everybody that watched anything, watched the Addams Family. Mm. Yes. Grandpa. I call him Grandpa. He played the character there on Addams Family and the Munsters. Grandpa, he played of the Munster family, one of the oldest vamps on the list, born as a human in the 1300s. he's a former civilian military commander, a current family member, but he played Grandpa. The father of Lily Munster. It was pretty cool, though. He was my favorite vampire. Then there's the Bram Stoker, the grandfather of Ma, who created the vampires. But one thing about watching those, to watch what we're seeing, you're not going to see a lot of real blood, you know. And really, since vampires aren't real, you wouldn't see real blood anyways, you know. But I got some information about vampires. I want to know what you guys think and if it's true or not. Does sunlight always kill vampires?
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
pretty obviously, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except in Twilight.
Twilight. Yeah. You know. I would say that'd be a true question. You know, unless there's some people who go out party too much at night and then they see the light, they go, "Oh my god!" You know. So that's not vampire. This is me out drinking. He shouldn't be out drinking in the first place. Dracula is the father of all vampires.
Yeah.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
You see it? Okay. All right. Vampire doesn't mind if you're male or female. Boy, girl?
No. Nope.
How about dog or cat? I'm just kidding. I don't know about vampires eating animals. Do the vampires eat animals?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dang.
I mean, blood's blood.
Yeah, that's true, too. Now, we won't see none of that in the play. None of that in the play. This is just some true false. True false. Okay, I got another one here. And then I'm going to go back some more. And let me see here. Are all vampires aristocrats? Because you talked about how proper Dracula was. And why is that? Why is he so proper in the character? Why do you think he's so... trying to be so upstanding and he's just the opposite of what he stands for. He just bites people, but he don't just bite them.
No, he's had years, he's had centuries to build up this wealth, and you know he's been kings, he's commanded nations before. He's just sort of has this refinedness. I don't know to him now over all this time.
Okay. Next time you see him, you ask him, and Dalmore didn't run. The only way to become a vampire is to be bit.
I think that varies. Yeah. Just on where you're reading it or where you hear it from or whatever.
Okay. Okay. I understand. Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
It's a scrape.
Yeah, go ahead. A scrape?
It's a
scrape. I was just saying, it's more so like. It could just be a scrape and lick.
Just a scrape and lick.
It could be just as quick.
Okay.
Just scrape him and lick the blood.
All vampires drink blood.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's like a strict diet, but I'd say they need
it. Some drink water and wine.
Yeah.
You know, so some do drink water and wine, so it's just not only blood. And they've always been called vampires.
I think that also varies. Nosferatu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said that graphically the English word vampire is most similar to the German vampire.
Yep.
Which is itself might possibly be derived from the Slavic Urpyr, UPYR, in the Slavic mythology. So that's kind of interesting. So how did the in the class, can you tell us how it came about that we decided to do Dracula? Anybody want to tackle that? Just something. Teacher, you're going to do Dracula. You don't like it? You know, I don't know. Bite. Take a bite out of crime. But this is your first play you guys have done?
No.
What are some other plays you've done?
Let's see.
You played in.
The dark theme is kind of a reoccurring theme. Mm-hmm. Last year a play I really enjoyed doing was Sweeney Todd.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Sweeney Todd was like, except that one, I thought there was a little bit of humor in it. I know there wasn't supposed to be.
I mean, there was like some dark humor.
Yeah, dark humor. I feel like our cast always manages to throw in some dark humor.
That's one thing that I've always noticed about the plays of Ben Davis High School. Mm-hmm. If you see it somewhere on Broadway or you see it somewhere on TV, Ben Davis always has a way of twisting that or adding something to it where it's actually user-friendly for our students and our community. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you learn something, and it's entertaining, and it keeps you focused while you're there, which is really cool. Because, like you say, some of the dark themes, you want, why are they doing that? That is so, oh, man, so depressing. But if you come see it, you say, oh, that was pretty good.
And, hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of wild. It's entertaining, and then, like I said, it deals with the culture, and also deals with the theater and the history of some of the plays. And I like that, how we twist that, because, like she said, it could be a dark theme, and so why are you showing that depressing story about that? Why are they talking about blood-sucking vampires? You know, that's just not a good thing to learn at school. You know, golly, boy, you know, learn about vampires and stuff like that. What they learn at that school? You know, get to Jupiter and talk about vampires and biting people and stuff and sucking blood. But, you know, so what's your favorite guys, one at a time, your favorite parts about the play without giving too much? DeMarcus, what's your favorite part about the play? It can be your character or somebody else's character, somebody else's action.
My favorite part, sort of favorite character, is Renfield.
Renfield? Let me see if I got Renfield on here. Let me see before you do that. Go ahead, tell me a little bit more about Renfield.
Renfield.
And why folks want to come see Renfield.
You got to come see Renfield. Renfield is one of my patients in the asylum.
Okay.
And Renfield is absolutely mad. The furthest thing from sane.
Yeah. Well, if Renfield leave you laughing, when you see,
absolutely.
Laughter lowers blood pressure, and I know I got high blood pressure, and laughter reduces blood pressure. So you're saying Renfield will do the thing.
Renfield will do the thing.
Kamina, your favorite.
No, I'm here. No, take this one.
Yeah.
Take it now. Now.
I guess I would say that one of my favorite things is my own character's character development. I think she gets pretty different near the end. I just think she changes a lot and she knows more about herself.
Okay.
And it kind of helps me, it like reflects me a little bit. I really like it. I like how she goes on like a little self journey within a play.
Mm-hmm.
It's just inspiring, okay. I guess.
That's cool. Dracula.
Ooh, baby.
Too happy, Dragon. You're too happy. Oh. Go on the diet. Drink tomato juice. But go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to be completely honest. I forgot what the question was.
Okay, your favorite part to play.
Oh.
Any part, your part, anybody else's part. What would you say your favorite part?
Hmm.
How many times you have a chance to see others do their craft? But
I think one of my favorite parts of the play is this scene I have with Harker when he first shows up to Transylvania and he's selling me this land in England.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know, it's a nice scene for character development, and you learn sort of slowly what kind of person Dracula is, and mm-hmm. you sort of see what he does to like a normal person.
Okay.
And I don't know, there's just always something going on there. And it's fast paced, and yeah, it's, I wouldn't say it's easy to miss things in mm-hmm. the play, but again, I would say pay attention to the play.
Okay.
To pay attention to what's happening on what stage.
In the play or in the history of Dracula, Mina is a school teacher. Do you see any of that in your current character?
She has the, I would say she'd make a great school teacher. Yeah. She isn't specifically a school teacher in our play.
Okay. Okay. And then, so that's good. That's good. I'm glad you said that because, you know, how high school, you know, makes this user friendly. And one of the plays, Count Dracula, Transylvania Noble, he purchased a house. Did you purchase a house in this play? Did you buy a house?
Yes. Or
you do? Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I purchased a land for me to to hide.
Okay. All right. Is there a scene where you three guys converse together in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Can you give me a little piece of it? Well, since you all three are sitting right in front of us.
Hey, yo, Dracula, don't bite her neck. You can't stop me. Something like that.
Okay. Are you talking? Okay, who said that?
Actually, there's four people, Mr. Harker, and actually five. Van Helsing. It's a scene with all five of us. Van Helsing, Harker, Drac, me.
Jonathan Harker?
Yeah, yes. my fiance.
Okay.
And we rush in.
He's a prisoner. He becomes a prisoner.
I mean, yeah.
He becomes a prisoner in the castle?
In a way.
Okay.
Yeah. Prisoner to the castle, to Dracula, his own mind. It's...
Oh. Dracula's having fun over here, boy. Calm down. So, okay. Can you go through something? Can you... That you all three have a rolling conversation or...
We don't have anything that's continuous. Oh, yeah. I don't think we do.
Yeah. Do you ever talk to her? Did Dracula talk to Meanie, or does the Seward ever talk to Dracula? Do you ever converse?
I don't talk to
Dracula. Besides, don't bite me.
He's knocked out during conversation.
Dracula knocks me out while he talks to Harker and Meanie.
Yeah, while he's talking to me.
Oh, okay. And all right, it's my mic.
What did you say? Go ahead.
Here, wait, let me think of what part I want to do. Do the right before Kate Duaris. You know what I'm talking about? that line?
From yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh.
Here we go. Take one!
Miss Meanie. Oh, wow, that sounds really good. Hey. All right. Miss Meanie, my beautiful flower.
What are you?
I have dined with kings. I have commanded nations. I have seen time chisel lines into the faces of young women. But time shall never scar you with its hand. You are for the ages.
And then Harker says something.
Don't bite her.
It's like, don't, Meanie.
No. No. No, it's the rosary.
The rosary, Meanie. That is what he says.
Let's see, and then, toys. Why must you try my patience with these petty toys? I'm not the weak man you met in Transylvania, Mr. Harker. Your gift of England has made me strong. I mean, do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, there isn't too much. There's a lot of dialogue between him and my fiance trying to...
Where he's trying to beat me.
He's trying to beat him.
Keyword
but,
trying.
But
I'm a fan of radio drama. I was born on radio. I know I'm talking old, but radio back in the day when you sit in front of a radio and you listen to a story. You didn't sit in front of the TV. We didn't have a TV. We didn't have TVs. You sat in front of the radio and you listened to the story. And when a character is so deep and you get so deep into character, it is so entertaining. That's why I wanted to give you guys give you folks, the audience, a little taste of what these kids sound like. Because I was all into you guys. You probably know that. I was like all in you, like, oh yeah, bite me. But vampire bite. So it's like, wow. You know, so it was so live radio, y'all. So it's like, I encourage everybody. So when's the play?
We open Thursday night. Friday night, and then...
And not Saturday. SATs are Saturday mornings.
Yeah,
so
the 29th, that's Thursday. Mm-hmm. 30th, Friday.
At the high school?
Yeah,
at the Davis High School.
And then October 2nd, which is actually going to be an understudy cast. We all have understudies.
We all have understudies.
And that entire day is just going to be an understudy cast.
Okay. Yep, and at 7 p.m. on the 29th and 30th, and 2 p.m. on the 2nd.
Yeah, it's 2 p.m.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We're out of time, and you know, just like Dracula takes a bite out of your neck, we took a bite out of the time, and our time is up. I encourage all you folks, family and friends, come out and check out this play. It's like it's going to be fun, and if you like radio drama, you know, come see this in person. And I said Ben Davis always puts a twist on on this play. So you walk out really, really, really enjoy it. So I'd like to thank Olivia. I'd like to thank DeMarcus. I'd like to thank Austin, Mr. Dracula.
Hey!
You got too much energy, boy. You got to lay off that. Get some of that low-calorie, low-energy blood next time, you know? Because, you know, you're not allowed as much energy as me, you know? And I appreciate your energy, and you guys have fun. And you better go to college because I come visit you, like, guess who's coming to dinner. You better go to college. Yes, right. So I'm going to get the kids back to class. And to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be invested in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And just remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to copy cat. It's okay to copy somebody. Just copy the right cat. Don't copy Dracula unless you're going to the play. If you ain't going to the play, don't copy Dracula. But if you got to go, you got to go, you got to go. So go check out the play.
Go check out the play. What are you doing?
That's right. Check out the play. Don't bite her neck. Don't bite her neck. You got to bite her neck. That's part of the play. You got to bite her neck. And just don't go crazy. Just check out the play. A young man, be a man. All of your pants. I can't stand sagging. What you guys think about sagging pants?
It honestly bothers me.
So all right. Dracula.
It brings me down.
It brings. I like it. Mina, what do you think? You a lady. You like sagging pants? What's this thing? Like, what's your real feelings on that? Take a bite at it.
No, I don't particularly enjoy.
It don't look good.
No, it's not.
But smart kids just look stupid. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Until next week, the views expressed on Schools Like Mr. Ed's, the views of India Wayne Township, Bendis High School, Giant 9.10. My views of my guests. See you next week on Go See Dracula. I'll see you next week on School Talk.